Laura Johnston was not yet 21 when she first came to California in the late 1960s. She'd been in San Francisco barely a week when her sister took her to meet the charismatic leader of a group that was attracting a growing amount of attention. It was called the People's Temple.
When I met Jim Jones, I thought, he's a really wonderful man who has all these children who want to change their name to Jones. He's talking to all my heroes of the time, you know, Angela Davis and Cesar Chavez. So I thought all that was wonderful, but I wasn't sure I fit in.
Still, within a few months, she was living and working at the People's Temple compound north of Sonoma County in Redwood Valley.
I really had a blast for about 7 years. I loved it. Jim Jones lived the way he preached. I knew he had enough money to flaunt it or to abuse it. And I watched, and money wasn't really his thing. It turned out he really would much prefer managing people.
That was a hard-won realization. Today, Laura Johnson Cole is quite publicly a survivor of the infamous Jonestown Massacre, in which Jones and hundreds of his followers and their children died, most from drinking fruit punch laced with cyanide. They, like Laura, had followed Jones to the poor South American nation of Guyana, embracing a shared dream of building a utopian community there.
We had established an agricultural community in Jonestown so that we could get our kids away from drugs. We could be a utopian community where people of all races and all ages and different educational levels could demonstrate that you could live together in harmony without abuses of power and a police state.
While the outside world had begun to look critically at Jones and his temple, those on the inside did not recognize or acknowledge their leader's increasingly erratic behavior. Even when he staged practiced runs of the mass revolutionary suicide that later turned real, Johnston Cole says they rationalized it.
When things happened, we'd say, oh yeah, Jim is always dramatic. His life was trying to figure out how to entertain people enough for them to come back for more. And so a lot of things that he did, which looking back were absolutely red flags, I thought they were just him being dramatic. I never really saw that it was a mental illness.
On November 18, 1978, when things turned deadly at Jonestown, she was with a group of temple members in the Guyanan capital of Georgetown, a day away by boat. So the horrific news was slow to reach them.
The government of Guyana completely stopped any communication about Jonestown and what went on there. So in the house, we started getting information. Okay, they found 300 people in Jonestown. And we tried to speculate who might have escaped. And then they said, no, actually, there are 500 people. And then finally, they said, you know, everybody in Jonestown is dead. And we were absolutely devastated, traumatized, and was crying for the next, I don't know, days or years.
In fact, it took Johnston Cole decades to come to terms with her experience. But in 2010, she published a memoir, Jonestown Survivor, and has since joined several of the 86 other survivors in actively speaking out about their history. Not, she emphasizes, to perpetuate Jim Jones' infamy, but to remember and honor the others who died at Jonestown.
I can never forget it. I don't want to forget that wonderful people died. I also don't want the dream forgotten.
The survivors held their annual gathering earlier this week at the Oakland Cemetery, near a memorial to all who perished that day. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.